Okay, so we finish off. Well, we're already done Tfilas HaDerech.
Up to Simon Chas.
Yeah, I'm saying it's no, it's in Tfilas HaDerech, but Tfilas HaDerech is done with. Okay, Simon Sama Ches Sif Ches. Kishum When you daven shachris on the derech, make sure to wear a talis gadol, the way you wear it in the basic knesset. Talis katan rachik shiyah kashir. It's very difficult to know whether a talis katan is enough is a is has the real shear. Right? So make sure, which is interesting, because then it sounds like if not for that, then you could really wear regular tzitzis instead of a talis, which really makes sense, right? Why do you need a talis katan and a talis gadol? But the minhag is that you're not supposed to daven without a talis gadol. Im hada paraglav, right? Azai kishayim pasuk Shema Yisrael u'baruch Hashem k'vod malchus olam. Meaning, if you're walking and you're davening while you walk. So when you say the pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Tzaruch Lamed, you need to stand in one place, right? And some say you have to stay in your place till Allah Bavecha.
Is
Shichama
that
libe.
walking and traveling, or you shouldn't be pacing in shul?
Both. Right? So tzara, because you have to concentrate very well for those two. If you're riding or you're sitting in a wagon or a car. Mutter, then it's mutter to say Shema. Right? But Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei Yamid, but Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei, you should stop. But if it's very important for him, meaning and he's late and he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei even while he walks. See if you can stand up for the first and the last three brachas. Mutter, so then that's good. If not, then at least daven sitting when you're in the wagon. And then bow down when you're sitting down. And the same thing on a plane. Very hard to concentrate on a plane when you're standing up. So you daven sitting down. And you should try and bend by the times that you're supposed to bend in Shmoneh Esrei. It's better to daven immediately. By Alois, meaning, which is before the proper Zman to daven, right? Even though, meaning, it's really b'diavad, it's okay. That's what he's saying. Better to daven at home before Netz than to daven on the way. Common question. It's a common question that the people ask. They're gonna have to catch a flight. They have to leave the house and they'll daven in the airport. No. You daven at home. Be yechidus. Even before the nets. Well, then you might have a talis and tefillin issue whether to put it on because it's before the Zman. Yeah, okay, but that's that you have to ask individual question. But gam mincha, even mincha, filu miyad chatzis shoach chatzos hayom, even right by chatzos, better to daven mincha at home right after chatzos, which you're not supposed to daven mincha till a half hour after chatzos. Kdesh yuchel l'spalm u'ma de karoy, so you can daven standing up and properly. Hashir shu mechoyev lachzer achra mayim. Right? We just discussed that. Ukadela spal in a different shir. Ukadela spal basara kosa basimin yud bei sif hei u sif ches. There we said that you have to go look for water for davening, either to 18 minutes out of your way or even 72 minutes out of your way on your way. And for minyan too. Fine. If you're traveling and you need to eat and you don't have water to wash for bread, nisbar b'simin mem. Okay, fine. Nisbar and then b'simin mem beis nisbar sha'oichel pas also losin mekami at shivar brachas hamazon. If you're eating bread, you can't leave your place until you say brachas hamazon. B'simin mem dal nisbar sha'tzarich levarach miyushiv dafka. And we already said you're supposed to dafka sit. If you were eating while you were traveling, you can say birchas hamazon. Also, when you're walking, Because if you're going to have to stop to bench, then you're not, your das is not going to be miyushuv al emitzarach the hisaka if you're going to need to, if you're going to have to hold back, meaning you're in a rush to get to work. If you're going to pull over the bench, you're going to get stressed out that you're stopping for a few minutes. So better to concentrate and travel than to pull over. Aval im ochel miyushuv. But if you ate when you were in traveling, gam brichas hamazon tzarich lebarach miyushuv, so brichas hamazon also has to be miyushuv. Yud katzas noigin shebiyosim b'derech va'ochlim beis akam ein mevarchim b'zimun. Some people are knowing that when they're traveling and they're in a house of a guy, they don't make a mezuman. Mishum deloy havi kvias, because it's not a kvias, meaning that's not some place where you sit together and eat. And we come out, I don't think anybody's knowing that nowadays. And we come out, him kavu atzman sham lechol b'yachad. If they were kaveh themselves there to eat together, meaning in, let's say, in a hotel, ein enochin levatel l'zimun, it's not property levatel l'zimun, and you should make the zimun. V'yayimru harachamon, because who do you say the harachamon to? Harachamon yishlach lono bracha meruba b'mokim halichasenu b'mokim shivasenu ad olam. That's what you should say when you're making a mezuman, when you're traveling. Vim oichlam yishal echad, and if you're eating one person's food, so yichalalema rachamon yivarech is bala bayis hazeh. V'koy al bal hasudan, that's going on the one, even though he doesn't own the house, because it's a guy's house, but it's going on the balasuda. Vim lav yemer harachamon yivarech isonu. You say that he should bench us. Yud alef midina also leilach berach Shabbos yosim in shalosh parsois. It's a very interesting halacha where there's, again, a lot of misunderstanding on it. Me'ikar adin, you're not allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos more than three parsas, right? Which is, well, like we said, that's the equivalent. So it's about a third of a day of travel, right? So, bein lebeisai, bein lemakamacha, whether you're going home or whether you're going to visit someplace else. Kadesh yuchlu loch and tzar chesu the Shabbos karoi. Now, what's the reason? The reason why you can't travel is not because we're afraid you're going to get stuck and that might just be a practical thing. The reason is because back then they didn't have cell phones, obviously. And if you show up at somebody's house too close to Shabbos, they're not going to have enough food for you for Shabbos. So therefore, it's going to be a bazillion of Shabbos. That's the reason why not to travel, having nothing to do with getting stuck on the road. And then even the Kitzer says it. In our Medinas, we're not worried about this.
But a third of a day to travel was a lot longer back then by walking. Now you could travel much farther.
Well, that's what it means, a third of a day of travel. Back then it was
walking. A third of a day of traveling, of walking, you mean?
No, a third of a day regardless of how you're traveling. A third of a day. If it would be a distance thing, three
miles. Yeah, but a distance of a third of a day.
The distance is 7 miles.
Which you should be able to. Took much longer back then.
To walk 7 miles.
How do you know it's walking?
Relax. It will take you a third of a day to walk three parsas, correct?
Okay.
That's what it means. But for us, to travel three parsas, which is around 7 miles, will take us about a minute.
Right.
So therefore, we adjust it that a third of the day, even by car, plane, whatever. Whatever way you travel, it's a third of the day. Right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying it. That's what the kids are saying. But either way, he says something very interesting in Avtali. He's saying, Vardinas Elu, ain't his arm is that? Meaning he's talking about mid-1800s. We're not worried about Bnei Sharoi Bnei Odom Mechinim Berevach. See, it's not just the machla now, how much food we eat on Shabbos. He's saying, even back then, he says, so many people prepare so much food, it's no problem if you come knocking on somebody's door 2 hours before Shabbos because you just traveled. Meaning, again, the reason not to travel is because you show up unannounced. They're not going to have food for you for Shabbos. So it's a bazillion. Nowadays, that we have lots of food, you know, that's no problem. So you could even travel a whole day. When we come up, you see what he says? Just got to make sure that you get to where you're going when it's still daylight. That's all he's saying. Ki harbe chilul Shabbos ba'al yidei mashim esachrim, which we know. If you push it off till too late, it's just a practical thing, right? It's not a halachic thing. You gotta be very careful, and the Yetzer Hara shouldn't convince you that there's a lot of time left to the day, but derech toiv, and it's okay. You could stop and smoke a cigarette and relax on the side of the road. No, keep get going, get there for Shabbos, even though the real reason for the halacha no longer is applicable. Fine, Yud Beis. Mishu b'yom Shabbos Kodesh b'derech b'malon v'yesh le'mos. Let's say somebody is traveling and he's in a hotel for Shabbos and he has money. Im yachal afkidon elatzni, if he could give it to the front desk to hide it for him or to put it away, asur lahachzikon b'kisa sherehim muktza, then he's not allowed to hold on to it in his wallet because it's muktza, because he has something to do with it. V'mis yarei, and if he's scared, meaning he's scared to give it to anybody. They're going to steal it from him. So Yitzvrim Erev Shabbos bebigda, he could sew it on Erev Shabbos into his clothing. And then he'll stay at home the whole Shabbos. But you cannot take it out of the Erev. Out, meaning if there's no Erev, he cannot go to Shul. So you see here that for a guy who wants to protect his money, we're saying that he doesn't have to go to Shul. And for muksa purposes, you don't. Muksa purposes, we're not worried about it. But if then you feel that there's a need to stay home, so you stay home. This is, I think, support for those. Sorry, Naftali, that would say, good. You wanna be an atzala or shaimrim or whatever. You wanna carry a radio. Stay home. Stay home. Right. If you feel it's so important enough that you have to be on call, no reason to carry the radios to shul. Right, now we have an Erev, so that's not such a problem.
Can I use that as an excuse?
I told you many times you could use it as an excuse.
No, that's just because you don't want to see me, but I'm saying
that's a different story. That's a different story. But if they realize, they say, the guy in the hotel saying, one second, this Jew is not leaving, must be he's hiding his money. And that's why he doesn't want to leave. So then if they attack him, then he could travel with them when they're sewn into his beged. Because it's a shinui. So it's midrabanon. It's a drabanon. Right? So, okay, so what? So it's a big chiddush what he's saying here. You're allowed to do a proactive derabanan. You're allowed to be over proactively on an issa derabanan because we're afraid what you're going to do if we don't let you do this, right? So it's not like if they're coming to attack him, so of course you run out to Rishus HaRam, even if it's not sakona. But here we're saying preemptively he can go to shul. I will imhem bekisai, but if it's in his pocket, b'chol inyan osar, in every situation it's osar. Ayin oyet simen kuf beites dvaron shetzvichin lizar b'derech. We'll see that later on, but Hashem, about what you have to be careful on the derech. Fine. Now we're on to dinei tfilas mincha ubay tes sifim. Simen samach tes. Amar Reb Chelboy Aleph. Amar Rav Huna. Lo'elim yizar adam tfilas mincha. A person should be worried about tfilas mincha. Shere lo'y nana Eliyo ela b'tfilas mincha. Because Eliyo was only answered because of tfilas mincha, shenemar v'yipa lois mincha, and it happened when there was mincha, v'yigash Eliyo, and Eliyo came close, and that's when, that's Eliyo on Har HaKarmel, when he was fighting with the Baal and all that stuff. V'atam shetfilas mincha hi chashuva kol kach, and the reason is, I'm sorry, the reason why mincha is so chashuv, ki tfilas ha-shachar z'man yidua b'vayka, because tfilas ha-shachar, it's man is yidua, it's in the morning. When you get out of your bed, you spalom miyad koydim sheyitar basokov. Your head is clear, right? In the morning, your head is clear, so you can daven. V'chein tefilas arvus b'laylos mana yedua b'vay lebeisay b'hupanim asokov. It's once you get home, and business is over, and your head has some clarity to it. Aval tefilas amincha hu ba'ayt shayom gadol. Tefilas amincha is smack in the middle of the day. V'adam tar basokov, and a person's busy, and he stops what he's doing in order to daven. So he has to put it into his heart, and he has to turn his mind away from all his business, which is very difficult to do, as I'm sure we all know. And therefore, you get a lot of schar for davening mincha because you have to concentrate so much better. Now, Lania's daiti, this is my own. I always thought this, but I'll share it with you. You tell me whether you believe that is legit or not. Is nowadays, see, back then, when you finished your work day and it became dark, there was no lights in the street, there was no nothing. There was nothing to talk, there was no business to do. Right. So by the time you wanted to daven Ma'ariv, an hour after business day is over, you already forgot stuff and you're already calmer. Da, da, da. Nowadays, I believe for those of us that daven with kavana, we're busy for Shachris, Ma'ariv. We're just as busy by Ma'ariv as we are by Mincha nowadays because of technology. Right? So maybe we get a lot of schar and Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is busy going to Minyanim. And all that type of thing. And l'chayra, I would like to think that we get a lot more schar nowadays for even for Ma'ariv than they would have gotten back then. Halavaya should be true. Okay. That's all for tonight. And everybody should have a fine night.
Sure.